Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. El Paso's mayor has just declared a state of emergency because of the border crisis there. The declaration is expected to get hundreds of asylum seekers off the streets and into shelters in sub-freezing weather. It comes 2 days before Republican-led states plan to ask the Supreme Court to keep Title 42 restrictions on migrants in effect. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
And that's why they're running to the Supreme Court to say, look, even though this was a policy that really came into play under Trump, it should continue even during the Biden administration.
Correspondent Lilia Luciano is in El Paso.
The Department of Homeland Security has announced a six-pillar plan to deal with the end of Title 42. It includes things like increasing resources sent to cities like this one on the border to help them mitigate the crisis, as well as cracking down on smuggling networks and figuring out how to deter what they call illegal migration while working together with international partners.
Will former President Donald Trump face criminal charges for the Capitol insurrection? CBS's Bradley Blackburn says the House committee investigating it is leaning toward that recommendation.
At least three charges are reportedly on the table: insurrection, obstruction of an official proceeding, and conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government. The committee's decision could be announced publicly Monday. It would be up to the Justice Department to formally pursue charges, but a criminal referral by the committee could add political pressure.
This is the last full shopping weekend before Christmas, and on this so-called Super Saturday, more shoppers were expected this year than last. Popular wisdom says more of us are going online rather than into stores. These Santa Barbara shoppers prefer the latter.
I think in-person's better because it's easier to peruse and kind of see something physically and get a connection to that and kind of be like, oh, someone does like this.
I need to actually feel the item and see the item in order to buy it. Buying online, this doesn't quite work for me.
Santa Claus Village in Katia, Ukraine is flooded with requests from kids hoping for a better life soon. A Santa's helper reads from one child's letter.
We used to live in Kiev, the capital of Ukraine, but now because of war, we live in Western Ukraine. Please give peace to Ukraine. We love our country very much.
The letters are sent to the Santa Claus Post Office in Finland. Well, SpaceX is now 3 for 3 after launching a pair of communication satellites from the Kennedy Space Center.
3, 2, 1, engine full power, and liftoff.
It's the third Falcon 9 launch in 2 days from two coasts, giving the company 59 for the year. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building at end of the year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL. Or steel.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 11 tonight under overcast skies with a chance of scattered snow showers. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 18. Tomorrow, overcast. Lows dip down to about 3 above. Tomorrow night, a dusting of snow tonight with another inch Monday through Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
Ships will sail, winds will bear, she is killing me. Ships will sail, winds will bear. forgetting everything it meant to me.
Radio and Civic Media, we are local music. That's brand new Bad Year there. It's called Killing Me. The name of the new album is called Faded Memories. And on the phone with us right now, live from, I think he's from Milwaukee, Joey is on the phone from Bad Year. What's up, Joey?
That is correct.
Are you
Happy Saturday? How we doing, world?
Are you in Milwaukee right now?
I am. That is correct.
What's the major bullet point about Milwaukee on this Saturday night?
The major bullet point is that I got the night off, and technically there's no days off for me, but we were in Janesville last night and just played like the most insane fun show we've played in a while.
Where'd you play?
It was just wild. Zoc's Social Club, and it was just packed. It was such a fun, I was soaking wet twice in one night, and just a lot of things went down, man.
Dude, it's always a nice night when you get soaking wet twice in one night. That's good stuff there.
That's what she said.
Right, exactly. Faded Memories. This is the name of the new album from Bad Year. Dude, I got to tell you, I like this new album. There's a couple, I think, what, is there three new songs or so, plus some fan favorites on this? Talk about Faded Memories.
So, yeah, Faded Memories has a couple of our fan favorites, like Killing Me, Paranoid Failure, and Blackout. And then we got a few new songs on there. We got Charcoal Black, which is the opening track. It's kind of a really dynamic roller coaster of a song. And we also have a song called Oh Virginia, I'm So Sorry. And it's got our friend Emily doing female vocals on it. And it's a nice little storyteller.
Yeah, the song Oh Virginia, that I was going to ask you about that. I did hear female vocals on that song. Who was that?
Emily Pompkinen. She's from Canada, and she's, I think her Instagram is Punk Rock Cat with a Q. And yeah, she just killed it. Yeah. We were just like, hey, we want you to do this part and add some like written lyrics over the top of it. And she just killed it, and just it sounds so clear, and it was a really great addition to the Bad Year sound, I think.
Now, I know you all worked on this album for quite a while. Where'd you record it, and who was your engineer?
Sure, yeah. So we recorded it, recorded the drums at Wire and Vice Studios in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, right in Milwaukee. And we worked with Mystery Room Mastering, and worked with Steven over there, and all the we just have a great team that we work with overall. Our producer Nick Rad and Mystery Room, everyone's just been incredible to work with, and such a breeze. So yeah, it was really exciting to get this record out finally, and we got more coming.
Nice. And what more coming? What else is coming?
Sure. Well, we have, I think we have about five or six songs with drums already recorded, and the majority of instrumentals recorded on them too. We got to fill in some parts here and there, but we definitely have several songs. Like if you come see Bad Year Live, you'll definitely hear some new stuff that we've been playing at a couple of recent shows. So we got those will be on the next record, and maybe some other surprises. Still keeping to our sound, but also just kind of evolving with our songwriting.
And talk about that evolution. I mean, where Bad Year started to where you are and where you're hoping to go. What is the changes or the tweaks you're making along the way?
So we started about three, maybe close to 4 years ago, and Michael and I just, it just felt right at the time. And we got back and, started playing music together again, and it felt very organic. And so we've just you know, played some really great shows and been on some tours along the way, and love playing shows and live music. It's like, you know, half of the best part. I also love recording, but I think we all do. But really getting out there and engaging with our fans is super entertaining for me personally. You know, they are a wild crowd.
You know, there's nothing.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh, let's just say that.
Jeez, what was the
circumstance? That's how much our fans love us. Or he was just very intoxicated.
Was it like in a glass, or was he like standing over you and you were dripping?
Wrung out of my tidy whities, actually, that I've...
Out of the tidy whities, the West. Wow,
I don't know what this guy was on, but...
Well, I love bad year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
I know, me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, so, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out. I get... You know, donate it to a good cause. God. You know,
hope he was wearing a mask. You know,
hope he's not sick today.
Joey from Bad Year joins us. What's on the calendar for you guys? What's coming up for shows in the near future?
So yeah, February 24th, we're going to be playing at Liars Club in Chicago. That's a Friday night, and then the Saturday after that, we will be making our way to Columbus, Ohio, and playing punk rock prom. Which will be held by our record label, Punkerton Records. And that's going to be super cool to just get together with the family for the first time after this recent signing. Otherwise, stay tuned. You can follow us on Instagram at bad.year, or go to our website, badyearmke.com. And we got shows and merch up there and a lot of other surprises.
Joey, thank you so much for taking the time to call into Max Inc. Radio tonight. When are you coming to Madison?
Thank you for having us. That's a great question. At the latest by this summer,
okay.
Hope to play State Street jams. Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, get a hold of me. Get a hold of Rocker. We'll promote the hell out of that show, and then we'll come and I'm not drinking your sweat. I'm not drinking your sweat, okay, dude.
No pressure, pressure, no judgment. I mean, and then I think that look out for February 4th. That could be a possibility in Madison.
Oh, February 4th. Stay tuned. All right. You're no guar, dude, but you're bad year.
That is correct. No guar. You got that right.
Joey, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you for your time.
Let's hear some brand new bad year right now. This is Charcoal Black on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
As you close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by. Suddenly, you realize you've been fed lies. So let some light in, a vision you can see as it falls down around you and me.
Sync Radio. We are local music. That's Bad Year. Brand new music from them, Old Virginia. I'm sorry. We heard Charcoal Black before that. Thanks for Joey for calling in. Thanks for that wonderful story about the sweat, dude. Someone's drinking his sweat. Well, you don't have to drink a sweat, but you go out and see the Bad Year shows. That's pretty cool. And they're on the spot for coming to Madison. I can't wait for that. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr are off tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three Madison locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop them online right now. IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Get your last minute stocking stuffers. Also, Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. They're a locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery. They make beer, they have great food, and they have some live music too. You can see the full lineup right now at fullmilebeercompany.com. All right, in the studio right now, the Skin Tones are here, or at least two-thirds of them. We'll have a chat with them in a couple of minutes. They have brand new music. We're going to prepare a world premiere song tonight from the Skin Tones in just a matter of minutes. Let's do some music from the Takeaways in a moment. Also, Faster, Faster, Faster right now. From Green Bay, it's 94 Distortion on Max Inc. Radio. That was a 94 Distortion. That was the Takeaways from Madison, Wisconsin. End up here. It hit the wrong button there, you know what I mean? They are playing Punk Fest at the High Noon Saloon, though, takeaways are. That's the Majestic Wisconsin Fest series, and it's pretty cool. Details are online on the Majestic page. Okay, now that I got your mouth watering for 94 Distortion from Green Bay, here's their song, Fall on Me. Backseat Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Faster, Faster, Faster. The name of the album is called Rabbit Hole. That is their song, Rabbit Hole, the title track from that album. 94 Distortion in front of that. Fall on Me. Hey, are you ready for New Year's Eve? Ready to kick 2022 in the slacks and say hello to 2023? Why don't you party with Max Inc. Radio and the spaceship.tv? You can hang out in the comforts of your home, invite some brothers over and sisters. It's always more fun with sisters, too. Saturday, December 31st, Max Inc. Radio will be live at the spaceship.tv all night with special performances from the Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros, and Porky's Groove Machine will toast in the new year. You can listen to it on Civic Media. You can watch it at the spaceship.tv. We're live at the spaceship.tv New Year's Eve, starting at 6 o'clock with rocker Terry Barr and myself. And it's all right here on Civic Media and the spaceship.tv. All right, hey, hang out. The Skin Tones, two-thirds of them, are in the studio right now. And we'll have a chat with them in a couple minutes on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ready to go. the therapist goes off.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm telling you right now, just don't do it. That is the Skin Tones right there from This Is Science, released back in 2006 on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music, and in the studio with us right now is Peter and Anthony from the Skin Tones. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, gentlemen.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you for having us. You can call me Pete.
Pete?
Yeah, call me Tony, Jimmy K. You know better than
that. All right. I'm trying to be formal here, pay respects. You guys are like punk legends here in Madison, and I'm honored to have you in the studio tonight.
Well, the honor's all ours, Jimmy. You and Rocker.
Get up on that microphone, brother.
Yeah, you guys, the honor's ours, you know? I mean, being in the studio, you guys have... We can't do it without you guys, and you guys deserve so much credit for getting the word out there about stupid bands like ours and actually caring. And, you know, you guys have been with us for, you know, we've been at this thing 20 years now.
It's crazy, man,
where the time went, but we are absolutely delighted that we're able to debut the single here with you guys. Like I said, you guys have been with us from the get-go and before, and we really appreciate you and everything that you do. Thank you so much, man.
Well, thank you for the kind words. I definitely appreciate it. Let's talk. We'll get to the single in just a couple of minutes here, and we'll talk about the new stuff with the Skin Tones. I kind of want to pick your guys' mind here a little bit about the history of Madison music and the bands and playing music in Madison for over the past 20 years.
25 years.
I mean, it's incredible, you know? So what is your opinion of like where you were, where you started as the Skin Tones to today? What's the biggest takeaway for you, Pete?
For me, I'm not particularly astonished by how fast time flies. What has just been so fascinating is the amount of work that we've done in this amount of time. And we were really at you know, when we started back in the 2000s, we were part of this new rising wave in Madison, but it was also happening in New York City with bands like the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, TV on the Radio, and then we had here, Crustacean Records was just coming on the scene, but we had Screamin' Simpson in the Ponds, Skin Tones, Pimps.
Awesome Snakes.
Awesome Snakes, and we had a scene here, man, and I gotta tell you, I've being in Madison for as long as I have been, you know, the scene goes up and it goes down, it ebbs and it flows.
Right.
And we had just the great fortune of being in a time and a place and having just such a fan base that immediately embraced us and has never let go. And that's why, you know, going into this new recording, we had to make sure that we have to reward everybody, that we're not going to put out something that's half-baked. I would say something else if it wasn't for the FCC.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying. Yeah. But I think for the rest, I'm going to toss it over to T. T, you pick it up from there.
Yeah, Tony, kind of the same question and add whatever you want.
Well, I remember Crustacean Records kind of came to the pinnacle when they did a live DVD and CD called Drowned Out the Daylights, and it had a bunch of Madison's best punk and rock bands on it, and we were lucky enough to be on there along with the Drunk Drivers, Screamin' Simpson and the Ponds.
Oh yeah.
You know, they were awesome. Snakes was on there, and it was a couple of shows, one here and I believe one in Minneapolis, where all of those bands on that DVD and CD played these big release shows. And you know, we've been fortunate enough to play High Noon Saloon for our CD releases in the past, and you know, coming up here, I'll let you know that that's where our CD release for this show is, for this new album is going to be, pardon me, March 31st at the High Noon Saloon. We're going to play the album release for Coming to Collect with The Pimps.
Oh, yeah.
And Bobby Hussey's, one of his groups called Wristwatch. So
Wristwatch.
A great lineup March 31st at the High Noon Saloon.
And that show is just announced right now. There you go. March 31st. Put it on your calendar. And better go. So let's talk about the new stuff. First of all, what took so freaking long? What was it? 2006? This is Science? Right? Is that right?
I think it's 2007, but who's counting?
Okay, who's counting? I'll give you the credit there.
Well, one of the reasons it took a little longer than normal is Pete moved back to Lake Michigan in Kenosha. And bought a house there and kind of helps run an apartment building complex with his family. And so making the travel from there to Madison was more sporadic. But as of late, he has been, the last year and a half, he has been up here every weekend in Madison. And we kind of record and write at our bass player, Gavin's house, and we get all of our work done there. It's a studio, so it's very easy to record stuff and work on stuff.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons it took long was kind of we had to have a reason and some new songs for him to come back on a regular time, and all of a sudden they just came pouring out of all of us. Well, Pete brought so much new material, it was like just flowing off of him like sweat off a boxer.
What was it that you said off air, Tony, about the new album? Or
oh, well, it's like the last album was called This Is Science, and about 15 years ago people believed in science. Science was a real thing, and so today, you know, there's a lot of fools out there that think science is kind of a, you know, a made-up thing. And so the new record, we have to come back and kind of, we're coming to collect those fools up and tell them, hey, science is real. You better check yourself.
Pete, Tony just said, you know, you came to the table with all the new songs, a lot of writing. Where did all this came from? I mean, it sounds like it was just a faucet that was turned on all of a sudden.
Well, you know what? I actually have a decent answer to that question, Jimmy. Because right before, I would say about a year before COVID hit, and it hit me hard. And I was teaching in Milwaukee at the time. And COVID almost knocked me out of the game. But right about the time before COVID hit, it was at an existential crisis point. It's like, okay, look, we're getting show offers. We still get them. But I'm like, guys, we got to come correct. We have to have some relevance going forward. I don't want to be a Skin Tones cover band. And I felt that that's what we were becoming. So we had a sit down. We talked to each other. We said, if we're going to do this, let's do it. But if not, I was like, we've released three excellent albums on Crustacean, and maybe it's time to call it a night, unless we can find some relevance. And then COVID came, and that really set us back.
Yeah.
So really, when the faucet opened up, is really when Tony, me, and Gavin were together in the same space starting this past spring. We were getting together on the reg, thugging it out in the basement, face to face, you know? And that's the way we've always conducted our business, right? And so when that happened, when that's what knocked those pipes open, is us getting back together this spring. And this has been the summer of fun. We just frolicked and wrote, and I am still writing. But we had this game plan. All right, we're going to write the songs in the summer. We put things in a seasonal kind of perspective. We're going to write, have fun in the summer, and then we're going to knuckle down in the season of death here in Wisconsin in autumn and winter.
Yep.
And then come springtime, we're going to release this hopefully wonderful, you know, new record that we are just absolutely just, man, we are so stoked. But we've been thugging it out. And I got to tell you, for the fans who've been with us all these years, they are definitely going to find that thread that connects our new material to the old material. And going forward, we have new life breathed into us. And we are preparing for rock atrocities yeah. will be committed on stage coming next year. You have been warned, not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S. Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit, we're in shape, we are tight, we are muscular, we are attractive for our ages, and we are sexy as hell. And everyone's going to remember that when they see us live, because rock has been in the doldrums in this country. Dude. In Britain, it's being kept alive. But I tell you, here in the States, rock needs a new infusion. And we are here to reinvigorate the rock scene. And I'm so happy that our boys, the Pimps, are going to be backing us up on March 31st at the High Noon Saloon. And then we're honoring the upcoming generation. And Bobby Hussey, he has been with us since the get-go.
He was a huge Skin Tones fan.
Absolutely.
Back in the day when we first started playing like Anchorman and stuff. Like before the Screaming Sin and the Ponds even like formed a band, they were all in the front row watching the Skin Tones. And then, you know, kind of as they get more relevant and get great, we
ride off of their relevance.
Well, I was just going to say, you just wrote your own 30-second commercial for the new Skin Tones.
Yeah.
That was perfect. You know, I could strip that out and we'll get that done.
All right, Jimmy.
Pete and Tony from the Skin Tones are joining us here on Max Inc. Radio. If you got a quick question, feel free to hit us up, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Let's talk about the new album, guys. It's called Played in America.
Well, the single is called Played in America.
That's the single. Okay.
Yes, the album is called Coming to Collect, which is a song on the album, which we thought best represented where we are coming from at this point. You know, the Tony kind of hit on it, you know, coming to collect, but it's like most of the Skin Tone stuff. There's a certain shock value to it, mm-hmm. but behind it, it's our stuff usually operates on two or three different levels, most of which aren't even apparent to us until after the fact when we examine it. But coming to collect is definitely, it will make sense when everyone hears the album in its context. And it's I think the longest song on the record. It clocks in a little bit over 5 minutes, but I'm done with dancing around subjects. We're going straight at it. Rock atrocities will be occurring, and the Skin Tones, we are guilty, and I plead guilty before the crimes, Your Honor. But there will be rock atrocities committed, and the people who are there to witness it.
Leave the children at home. Leave the dogs and cats at home.
No, please bring them because the gods of music require blood sacrifice.
Okay.
But we'll talk about that.
Tony, let's get you in here. Tell us about the new single we're about to hear, Played in America.
All right. Played in America is kind of, a lot of these new songs, we got 10 new songs coming out on this record. A lot of these songs are like what I would consider if you took three of your favorite Skin Tone songs and glued them together, and then you have this kind of amazing brand new group of songs. And Played in America is kind of like, hey, you know, America has been playing its citizens for too long now. And you come back to like January 6th and all this political stuff. You know, a lot of our songs are politically charged. A lot of our songs are punk rock, kind of heavier punk rock. But kind of the undertone of this song is that the citizens of America are getting played. We're getting played by kind of the system. Maybe not this current government, but that it's kind of, once you hear the lyrics of the, you know, kind of the chorus, mm-hmm. you'll understand kind of how America likes to distract its citizens and keep them busy with a bunch of nonsense while they, you know, kind of spend all the money behind the scenes. So
that's why we're supposed to watch what they do.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah. And when we say getting played in America, that does operate in a couple levels, right? We can say our songs are getting played, but don't you get played as a person. Don't be a sucker. Don't be a fool.
Bamboozled.
Be careful who you trust. Examine every source. And like I said, don't get hustled, because if you can't spot the con man, that means you're the mark in the room, and you don't want to be that sucker, all right? And America has written a check. It has not cashed yet.
The skin right? tones keep their hustle in the shadows.
Right, so we're going to go say that's what we're coming to collect. We're coming to collect on these lovely stories we like to tell ourselves about equality and all and equal justice, when we all know in reality that it has not lived up to the promise. Now, that doesn't mean that it's a bad promise. It's actually a great promise. But now we're done asking, and we're coming to collect. And if we need to club you over the head,
rock and roll carnage.
We will club you over the head. We will break your musical kneecaps in order to get this point across. No, no, we ain't playing anymore.
That's right.
We're gonna ball.
The kidding around is pretty much over.
It's pretty much over. So we're gonna come straight at you. So like I said, rock atrocities, they're coming at you.
Pete, we need to get you a talk show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, he ain't innocent. Nobody's innocent.
Man, ain't nobody got
innocent.
Time for that.
We can call it Rock and Roll Atrocities.
Rocktrocities.
Rocktrocities with Pete. Yeah, there you go.
The Rockalypse.
Oh, my God, that's
guest
great.
Guest star, Tony Lesman.
All right, hey, we're up against the clock here. I got about a minute left here. So, once again, March 31st, is that going to be the actual CD release, or is this the show that you have booked right now?
This is the album release show for Coming to Collect. It's our return to Madison. Hey, we're back. We're alive. We're relevant. And unfortunately, the Pimps are kind of at the end of their career. So this is going to be their goodbye show to Madison. And like I said, Wristwatch is going to open up, bring that freshness, that fresh flavor. And like I said, Bobby, I'm a huge fan of him. He understands rock in the way that we do, and his approach to rock music is just amazing. But yes, please, everyone, come out March 31st, Rock Atrocities. We have so many special things that are going to be kicking at that show.
Yeah, we got a bunch of cool
I'm
stuff
I'm serious,
planned.
You don't want to miss this one, because we're going to be pulling out all the stops.
We have a couple more shows, too. We have one in Illinois with the Pimps, and that's kind of another CD release for Illinois with them. And then we're playing with the Drunk Drivers.
Love the Drunk
at
Drivers.
Crystal Corner.
Love.
On drivers. May 13th. And we're going to have another band opening up to be decided as this point. But Drunk Driver Skin Tones, and that's May 13th. But you've got to make sure you get to the High Noon Saloon on March 31st. It's a Friday, and it's going to be...
A rock atrocity. Yeah.
All sorts of merchandise.
Nice.
Everything. Shirts, stickers, posters, all sorts of kind of stuff to say goodbye to the Pimps, but stuff to say hello back to the Skin Tones.
Hello back to the Skin Tones. And of course, the music, is it going to be up online? You got the Bandcamp or
tonight,
stuff like that?
Tonight, at right now, at 8:30, the single went on iTunes. The single went out on Spotify, every musical platform. As soon as this show is done, you can go to any of those platforms and listen to the song Played in America. It's going to cost you $1.30, and that money is going right into my bank account.
There it
so
is.
So buy it.
Pete, Tony, thank you so much for your time tonight. We
thank
really
you,
appreciate
Jimmy.
It.
Thank you,
congratulations.
Jimmy. Thank you so much.
And
thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you for making me wait for 16 years for new Skin Tones of music.
We'll
it was well
it
worth the wait.
We won't make it another 16. We promise.
All right. Let's hear some brand new Skin Tones right now.
Yes!
played in America. The Skin Tones on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Hey, let's fix this real quick. Apparently, something happened to where the Skin Tones song didn't want to play. Oh, dear. You got to love live radio, right? All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go back to the drunk drivers. I'm going to get you some Skin Tones after the top of the hour. Just hang out. Let's see if this is going to work here. Oh, is it going to work?
Investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is holding what may be its final hearing Monday, December 19th, starting at noon. Listen for special live coverage on your local civic media radio station. Then join the conversation as your favorite hosts talk about the hearing, the final report, and what it all means to you. It's insight you won't find anywhere else. Tune in on Monday, December 19th at noon to your local civic media radio station, also streaming on the Civic Media app.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 2-1-1 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscover.com.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.